Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 54, we have a special treat. This is from a live appearance that we had at the Youngstown Comic Con. We had a trivia contest, kind of like a Jeopardy-style type of thing, and we gave away prizes. So you can play along with the rest of the contestants that we have here at the live show just by listening to this podcast, and it was a lot of fun, and I think everyone that was there had a great time. So without further ado, let's get started.
I don't think there's anything quite that specific.
Oh,
well, we do ask about some, you know, more obscure characters sometimes. It's not all comic book. It is, you know, pop culture too. But there is a strong comic bent to our general questions. So.
I'm already predicting.
I should also introduce us.
Yes,
we have a podcast called All of My Issues. You can find us on all of the regular places.
Yeah, we have a website, allmyissues.com. We're on Twitter at All of My Issues. You can download us on iTunes and Google Play. You can also stream it just from our website. We're on SoundCloud.
Castbox.
That's the one. I can never remember that one. And you can find us on YouTube too. We have some stuff on there.
Mostly, we do interview some comic book creators. Or we had, let's see, Ron Frenz, Sam Ellis, who did the character design for the television show Archer, Carl Potts, his most recent. We interview people. We do our favorite things, top five lists. We talk about geek news from time to time.
I actually checked it out last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good.
That's good. Awesome. Give some feedback. All right. I'd like to hear that. I don't know.
Who
wants to play?
Who wants to play? Hands up. Okay. He was the first one here, so he automatically gets it. So, there. And then you too. That's how about that for first round?
I think
I'll
win my next round. All right.
The red button, I guess.
All right, the red button. So
all right. This is kind of that's kind of weird.
We're not going to take points away either if you get the question wrong. We're not going to be that, you know.
Yeah, don't be afraid to answer because you know you won't be penalized. Yeah.
Can we test the buster?
You can test absolutely. Yes. All right.
They work for now.
I figured one of us needs to be up here where we can see them light up.
Yes. You want to go over the categories though, real quick? Or Sam, do you want to go over the categories? Sam is also on our podcast as well.
He'll need to be up here because he's very crucial to one of these categories.
Yes, he is.
I see.
We have the word that I can't pronounce, the amalgam.
Yeah.
Which is all of the questions for this, or I guess all of the answers. We will give you the Amalgam Universe character, which is a combination of two or more other characters. You tell us
the
two.
DC and Marvel Universe.
There'll be two. We give you the character. It's a mix. It's an actual comic book mix between two existing DC Marvel characters.
Two or three.
Or three in case I think one.
I know two of them, and one of them is ridiculously 90s.
Yes. There are a lot of them are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry is, I believe, mostly comic book related.
No.
Has to do with siblings of heroes, villains, things like that. Play it again, Sam. Sam will sing a cartoon theme song for you. You tell us what cartoon it is.
And you're going to be happy that Sam sang it and not us.
For sure. Balls. It will have something to do with
balls.
Balls.
Yeah. Actually, it has something to do with balls.
Wrestling finishing moves.
Those are from the past and present WWE wrestlers and their finishing moves.
Yes.
I haven't watched that in a while.
Well, you might be able to get some of them, and even if you haven't watched. And then illegal aliens, it will have to do with aliens.
Yes.
Okay. So start now.
All right.
Are we ready to get started?
Sure.
So let's. I'm going to, let's see.
we can just pick one to start and then okay. Whoever answers.
Oh yeah, we can do that. We'll go with Amalgam for 100, I guess.
Okay.
Fair.
And then
Darkhawk, Batman, the other one.
And that is right. You got 100 points. Woo-hoo. And then you get the big cast category.
It's got to be Balls for 100.
Balls for 100.
We gotta
it's the
see.
Only choice.
All right, you got to see. You got to see.
We got to go see how deep these.
Robert Baldwin is the alter ego of this new Warriors hero.
No, that's an X-Men. Is it Speedball?
It is Speedball. Yes.
Yeah.
Who is Speedball?
There we go.
You get to pick the next.
You know what? I gotta go. Let's go. Balls for 200.
Balls for 200. All in on balls.
Balls deep. Let's go.
This X-Men maneuver is made famous by Colossus and Wolverine.
Fastball special.
That is correct.
All right. All right.
Two action. Balls for 300.
Balls for 300. In order to summon.
I don't even know what that name is.
Dragon Balls.
Yep. Oh, I knew that.
Is correct.
All right.
Balls.
Balls. We had no idea how popular balls are. Yeah. That's kind of great. If you can dodge the wrench. Oh.
Dodgeball.
Yes. That is correct.
I need to stop looking at the question and start paying attention to it.
500.
Finish it off. All right. This is another name for balls, and according to the 1987 movie Monster Squad.
Nards?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I was
wrong.
What are Nards?
Fred.
Oh, I'm ready. You put on the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
We'll just have to correct that.
Okay. All right.
We'll have to remember that.
Okay.
Go back.
Well, we went balls deep pretty
adjust
early,
score.
So
yeah. Let me adjust score. Okay, that was 500. So
yeah,
700, and you got
800.
All right.
I kind of have to try sibling rivalry at this point.
Sibling rivalry for 100.
Yeah, 100 points.
Juggernaut can't stand his know-it-all half-brother.
Professor X.
Professor X is correct. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with illegal aliens.
Illegal aliens for 100?
Yep.
These aliens hung out at a nursing home in this 1985 movie. Anybody?
I'm gonna guess signs.
That's incorrect.
Anyone else know?
Anyone else?
Anybody from the audience want to?
Cocoon is good.
Cocoon is correct. Good job.
Yeah.
Right, I think the guess is better than a fail.
Okay.
I think Green is still in control.
I think so.
Yeah, he's just
I would say Amalgam again.
Amalgam again.
For
200.
Deadeye.
Deadshot and Haka?
No. Deadpool and Hawkeye. No.
Sam's the expert.
Anybody from the audience?
Bullseye.
Oh, they're the same character.
All right.
All right, I think you're still in control.
Okay, I'll go Amalgam for 300.
Amalgam for 300. Night Creeper.
Is it Nightcrawler and the Creeper?
Yes.
Just a wild
you
guess
got
there.
It right?
Yeah.
Nightcrawler and Creeper.
All right, I'm going to bring it back to siblings for 200.
All right. Sibling rivalry, 200. Cyclops and Havoc's baby brother can be a real dictator.
Is it Vulcan?
That's correct.
All right.
All right.
Who is Vulcan?
Boy, he's an interesting character. Kidnapped by aliens, supposed to be a baby.
He's a dictator.
Indeed.
Red's in control.
Sibling for three.
Good. Sibling for 300. All right. Starfire's big sister can be a bit.
Blackfire.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right. When you hit the button.
It's confusing because it's going that way.
I know wrestling finishing moves for 100.
Wrestling finishing moves for 100. The leg drop.
I'm trying to think. I'm watching it.
Anybody from
audience?
Anyone?
Crazy Island. Just name a wrestler.
1, 2, 3, kid.
Triple H.
Now I feel dumb. It's fine.
At least no one said
that. Don't feel bad because I didn't know most of those either. But I knew that one. That was one. All right, Blue, you still in control?
I'll give Sam a shot. 100.
100. Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
When the world looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there, just close your eyes and make believe that you can be anywhere. I like adventure.
I like romance.
I like great jokes. I love all dance.
I own my computer. I flip through the air.
I play the piano and I got blue hair.
I invent these beep, 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 beep.
Kids, all right, dear? Yes, nanny.
Muppet Babies is correct.
I don't know how to do it.
All right.
Okay.
You need the Kermit voice.
I know.
Amalgam for 400.
Everyone's just a little bit shocked.
That was good, though.
Had the right effect. Amalgam for 400. Skull!
I know half of it.
Which character?
Four, three, two.
It's not Spider-Man, Hulk, is it?
No.
I'm trying to think of a DC equivalent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Skrull, too, but...
All right.
I know, that's what the first thing I thought.
Anyone in the audience?
Anybody?
Solomon Grundy.
He was an Arkham. What am I doing?
All right.
Still me.
So you. All right.
Aliens 200.
Aliens for 200. Jim Parsons' O and Rihanna's Tip became friends in the 2015 animated movie.
Oh.
That is correct.
Yay!
300 illegal aliens.
300. All right. The song Indian Love Call was the downfall of these aliens in this 1996 movie.
Is it... Oh, crap, I just forgot. For some reason, my mind went to science, but that's wrong. That's just my answer. I got nothing.
Anybody?
Anyone in the audience? Oh. Mars Attacks.
Oh. I knew it had a tag in
it. All right. You're still
looking. 400 illegal aliens.
All right. Duracell, more Energizer are needed for these aliens in this 1987 movie.
It's a film movie.
It's a film movie. Oh, I know.
Trying to think of movies that came out in 87 that I feel like I'm in the reverse process.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Man, that sounds like that movie was made just for those batteries.
Maybe.
Finish the category 5. Illegal aliens.
For 5?
Yeah.
Right. Prepare to die, or scum, is the catchphrase of this 1990s film.
Or.
Prepare to die, or scum!
That's it.
Man.
What are space invaders? That's why it's 500.
That's the last 500.
Amalgam 5.
Amalgam for 500.
Doctor Strange face.
Doctor Strange is about to fight.
Huh? I'm missing.
Oh, it's a 3.
Oh!
Reaper. Reaper.
Oh, wow. You got two of them. I'm just gonna take a wild stab in the dark here. Is Constantine in that strange Dr. Fate thing there? All right, worth a guess.
Worth a shot.
Oh, I think it's got. All right, well.
Anybody?
No.
You want to give it another try?
Just do it. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That
seems like an incredibly powerful character. Yeah, right.
No wonder it was 500. He was nowhere in the name.
Well, like his person is his name. Was Charles Xavier.
Oh, okay.
But his
it was like Charles Strange Fate or something like that.
His strange his superhero name was.
Okay.
All right. Rivalry 4.
Rivalry for 4. When it comes to reconnecting with this brother, Aquaman is oceans away.
Like, do you want the villain name, the brother name? I got both.
Aquaman's brother.
Yeah, Horn. Ocean Master.
There you go.
Whichever one.
Correct.
All right, there we go.
All right, good job. Yay. All
right.
Both were correct.
Let's finish sibling rivalry, I guess.
All right. Okay, the group name of the seven siblings in Neil Gaiman's comic series.
Is it the... Dog or Kevin or Shazam siblings?
No.
Oh, God.
Is it the... No, that's Marvel. I'm going to go with Eternals, but it's not bad.
4, 3, 2.
I know the book.
What's the
book? It's the Sandman.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
that's cool. Oh, that's what it was.
War of the Endless.
War of the Endless.
It was the E that was throwing me.
Close when you said Trump.
I guess fight against San Francisco.
Oh, here we go.
Something tells me you know which one this is.
Life is like a hurricane.
What's up,
Chelsea?
All right.
I knew that had to be in there, too.
Duckburg gave it away.
Yeah. San for 3.
When we practiced it, I knew
San for 3. Oh, here we go.
It's getting a little weird, it's getting a little wild. I'm not from around here, I'm from another dimension. It's getting a little weird, we'll have a good time. I'm not from around here, I'm not from another dimension. I'm talking rainbows, I'm talking puppies. It's getting a little weird, it's getting a little wild. I'm not from around here, I'm from another dimension.
For some reason, Freakazoid's in my mind. I know that's wrong.
No, no. Anybody? No.
Star vs. the Forces of Evil.
That's
correct.
Yeah. I don't watch modern cartoons because I'm weird. I'm just watching old
modern
stuff.
Cartoons
watching
old, yeah. Don't interest me.
Let's just keep going with Sam. I don't know anything about wrestling. Not much.
We did that one. Sorry. Star vs. the Forces of Evil.
For 4, then.
For 4.
Yeah.
All right.
When the bad guys are out, all you have to do is shout now. Who's gonna hero up? Well, they may not get along, but they'll always sing. They're always fighting strong. Now, who's gonna hero up? Who saved the day? Blah 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 blah. Heroes away again. Blah 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 blah. Hero up. Blah 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 blah. Hero up.
Random guess. Could be wrong. Is it Cowboys of Moonface or whatever that show?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Yeah. Only guess I had.
Oh, all right. Anybody?
I definitely saw this.
Is it a heck? No.
I wish.
Nope.
Nope.
Marvel Superhero Squad.
Ah. If it was the other one, I would have known that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's finish it up.
Finish it up.
We're ready to party. We're ready to party. We're ready. I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I've definitely heard this.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah.
I've heard this too.
Fiesta! Fiesta! Or right. Something! Yeah.
What's that?
Can I say it again?
Yeah.
That's
I knew it ended in Friends because of the rhyme scheme.
I've seen a couple of them. Let's just go down wrestling, see which one of us gets it with the fans.
Sounds good.
It is Jeff Hardy.
We will accept that, yes. Tell Rick did not write this category.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, yeah.
300.
Oh, a daily double.
How much do you want to wager?
How well do you feel you know wrestling?
200.
200?
We save it for the end. Let's see.
And this is just for him.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm gonna say Alexa Bliss.
No. Becky Lynch.
But that was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
And actually, we don't take away points, so it wouldn't really matter how many.
Alexa Bliss. You were early.
From Ohio.
Five.
I guess we can finish off the category. Skull Crusher finale.
Also from Ohio.
Random shot in the dark. Is it, Tombstone? Is that the name of Tombstone? I can't remember the, Undertaker, that's what. That was just a random guess.
Kane?
Yes. That's right, good job. Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance.
I saw the wrestling in that. You should have been up here.
Sorry.
You.
Alright.
Let's see.
Fred.
Yeah.
Fred is the winner.
So the first round.
Okay. First round. Congratulations. Awesome.
I was expecting gold balls to be in there.
All right, Regent, grab something.
Let's sit down and wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, give him a hand, everyone. Yes.
All right. Who's our next three contestants?
Well, we definitely him. All right, we have three volunteers.
Let's give him a hand.
Yes.
Please tell me there's another category where he's saying.
Where he dances now.
Yes. But for every answer you get wrong, he will take off an article of clothes. Pray that you are right.
I'm sorry, I have to test it.
Oh, we were ready.
Go ahead and get out of the way.
We have to make sure it works.
Oh, I know, absolutely.
Laser beams.
Just to make sure everything's cool. Everything appears to be cool. Okay, there we go. Okay.
All right.
I'll just start off with copycats.
Well, yeah, but we got to explain what the category is.
Oh, yes, yes.
So copycats is either, for the most part, it's Marvel DC things, where much like it's the same character, where they've copied each other. Where one, I don't want to give an example because I forget what all they are, and I don't want to give one that's actually. Before and after is an actual Jeopardy category. It's two answers combined where the last word of the first answer becomes the first word of the second. So if we said something about the leader of the Guardians of the Galaxy meets J.R.R. Tolkien series, you could have Star Lord of the Rings. It's that type of thing. The Horror is about horror. Serial Killers is serial mascots. Guess Who are questions about guests at this or previous year's Youngstown Comic Con All-American.
Oh, that's hard. That'll be fun.
And do you have the time? That is about time travel stories.
Oh, one of the best things in writing.
All right. I guess we'll just start out with copycats for 100.
Yep.
Just to get the ball rolling. Wade Wilson is no relation to Slade Wilson, who's better known as...
Is it Deathstroke?
That is correct. You're correct.
Yep.
All right. All right. You're in control.
Copycats 200?
Copycats for 200. The original king of Atlantis isn't named Arthur.
Whose name are the Sumerian?
Yep.
That's correct. Correct. All right. You're in control.
Okay, give me Copycats 300.
All right, Copycats for 300. This space core protects the galaxy from villains, but Ryan Reynolds.
Me first, Green Lantern Corps.
Wrong.
Oh.
Not the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh.
It's the not Green Lantern Corps.
Not
the
Corps.
Because this is Copycat.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, so is it Nova Corps?
That is correct.
That's correct.
I knew I.
Green in control?
Copycats 400.
Copycats for 400. This Titan may be a copy of one of the original Winged Avengers. She was the first female African American superhero in the DC Universe.
Oh, I got it wrong. I was going to say Angel, but that's not right. Hawkgirl. And she's not African American. I don't know why I said it.
All right, next. Anyone else?
Cheetah. Cheetah?
No, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is the answer.
Oh.
Not the Transformer.
All right. Who's in control?
Green. 500.
500. This group of Marvel villains sometimes bear a striking resemblance to the Justice
Avengers. Oh, wait.
Marvel villains.
Oh, villains.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This would be your category. So.
Or anyone else?
It would be a Legion of Doom.
Mm-mm. No, that's Marvel.
That was Marvel.
Sinister Six.
No.
Not a Sinister Six.
No, that is a good guess.
That is a good guess.
This one is the direct actual ripoff of the. All right.
Green is still in control.
Green is still in control.
Serial killers.
Serial killers for 100. When he isn't tearing up the roof of your mouth, this is
Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Yeah, that is correct.
With your red, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's running over here, so I can't actually click on it. I'll have to adjust the score. You got 300. You got one. Right.
Okay.
You choose.
Who's in the lead?
I'm leading. You control.
Yeah. But you're in control of the board.
All right. Let's see. Serial killers for 200.
For 200. These blue-skinned animated abominations received their own serial in the 80s. A version.
Smurfs.
That was correct.
That is correct.
And now we know who wrote this category.
Let me adjust the scores here. You just got that, and that is 200.
And did I make the questions too long?
It's all right.
Okay. You have the board.
Yeah. Oh, the horror.
Oh, the horror for
100.
For 100. The real question is, where does this killer keep getting
Jason Voorhees?
That is correct. Oh, crap, I just gave the wrong person.
Wait, I'll take 3 points.
It was very nice of you to give him your points.
I always accept donations.
There we go. Okay.
Serial killers for 300.
For 300. General Mills sponsored this animated moose and squirrel adventure.
It was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes, that's correct. Just making sure.
So I don't know what other
moose and squirrel. Come on.
Yeah. Any other combination?
You know what? Oh, the horror for 200.
Oh, the horror for 200. The Cenobites and Nightbreed were both creations of this British author and director.
All right. Anyone from the audience?
Alfred Hitchcock?
Nope.
Nope. Good guess. Clive Barker.
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker. All right.
So me, okay. You know what? Before and after 400.
Oh, he's looking brave.
Ooh. Pinocchio song meets Gene Roddenberry's 1960s television show.
Wish Upon a Star Trek.
We will accept that, yes.
When you wish upon us.
No.
Yeah. Okay, before and after 200.
1980 Star Wars film meets AC/DC song and album title.
Anyone? Oh, wait.
Rocky like a Starfire fighter?
No.
No, good guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Empire Strikes Back and Black.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, before and after for 300.
For 300.
300.
Peanut Butter, based on a flying boy that never grows up, meets a 2006 Guillermo del Toro dark fantasy film set 5 years after the Spanish Civil War.
All right.
It's not full.
It is.
Anybody?
All right. Anyone?
Peter
Pan. Yep.
Good job.
Guess who for 100.
Guess who for 100. This legend of the comic industry helped design the look of Indiana Jones.
I just saw this.
This was written before he canceled.
Jim Steranko. Jim Steranko. Yes. He was Jim Steranko.
He was supposed to be. Well, he was a past guest. He was here a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that worked anyway.
Serial killers for 400.
Serial killers for 400. Chip the Wolf is the mascot of this bakery.
Yes.
Or Kookie Crew.
That is the correct answer. Did I get extra points for that?
Serial killer spotter.
Name one of the two lesser known monster cereal mascots that are the cohorts of Count Chocula, Blueberry, and Frankenberry.
I think red was a second.
Mummy, Fruity Yummy Mummy, and...
Fruity, you only had to do one. Fruity Yummy Mummy was one of them.
I have to do two?
No, you just have to do the one.
Okay.
So you got it.
I got it then.
Yes. Fruit being the other one.
Oh, I did not get it. Oh, I can't reach it. Okay. So... that was for 500...
Okay. Before and after 400.
Before and after 400. Edgar Wright in Simon Pegg zombie film meets a Stephen King book about a psychic man trying to stop an evil politician. I like this one.
One of
the first one.
All right. Anyone for the audience?
Not
after
this.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Shaun of the Dead Zone.
Before and after 500.
It's going so well, why not?
Jim Carrey film about forgetting your ex through extreme measures meets up. Meets up with Netflix drama about FBI agents studying serial killers.
Four, three, two, one. Okay.
What is the eternal sunshine of the spotless Mindhunter?
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Forget. I think
you have the time for 100.
You have the time for 100. Robert Zemeckis says that he will never allow this franchise star Michael J. Fox to be rebooted.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen a closer click. It was exact.
Was it red, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that school?
Okay.
Oh, the horror for 300.
Oh, the horror. William Shatner's face is the basis for the
Halloween.
That's
Michael Myers.
You were actually right the first time. It was for the franchise.
Very good. All right.
Oh, the horror for 400.
Oh, the horror for 400. This John Carpenter remake features Kurt Russell, Antarctica, and gnarly special effects.
Oh God! I want to say like the thing.
That's correct.
That's why
you said the right thing.
That's why I would have said I just never saw it.
So. I definitely need to be about
that. That was what was that 300?
400.
400. So you are now at 800.
And Green's in charge of the board.
And you're in charge of the board.
Let's do 500.
Norman Bates, Leatherface, and Hannibal Lecter are all loosely based on this real-life serial killer. Anybody?
All right. Anyone in the audience? It is Ed Gein.
It is Ed Gein. All right.
Green still has the board.
Let's do... Do you have the time?
Do you have the time for 200?
200.
200. 11-22-63 is a time-traveling novel from this master of suspense.
Four, three, two, one. Anyone know?
Okay.
Stephen King.
That is correct.
300.
For 300. Here's the time. Bill and Ted meet a time traveler named Rufus, played by this comedian.
I know his name. It's going to kill me now.
Five, four, three.
I know who he isn't.
Anyone?
Guy with the beard and ponytail.
Yes.
For some reason,
nobody got
it. Playing.
Nobody knows George Carlin.
I do. For some reason, the name just went through my head.
Yeah.
That happens. Okay.
400. Time travel plays a role in this cult classic starring Jake Gyllenhaal and directed by Richard Kelly.
Prince of Persia?
No. Good guessing. Nobody.
Anyone
Donnie
out?
Darko!
Oh. Section off 500.
All right. Sleestaks and Pacuni are two races from this dinosaur themed 1970s TV show and would
Land of the Lost.
That is correct. All right.
Guess
who for 200?
Guess who for 200? James O'Quarr is best known as the creator of this avian-inspired Seeker of Vengeance.
I'm probably wrong, but Ghost Rider?
No.
Yeah. Avian.
Seeker of Vengeance.
Anyone? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anyone in the crowd?
No.
Nope. The Crow.
The Crow.
Yeah, sir, for 300.
All right, here we go. Oh, a Daily Double.
Go for 500.
500. Mike Zeck worked on the last hunt of this Spider-Man villain.
Any guess?
Any guess? No. All right. Craven. Who's Craven the Hunter? Yeah.
400.
This former editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics helped found Valiant Comics.
Tim Schafer.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Finish off the category. Along with writer Ron Mars, this artist presented us with a new version of Hal Jordan named Parallax.
Nope.
Nope.
Anyone?
Daryl Banks.
That is correct. Who is Daryl Banks? All right.
All right.
So you won.
Red stick around.
All right. I know. That's how it always is, though, isn't it?
So I still hold friends. No, you're not. You are not going to compete for gifts or title.
Oh, okay.
I feel like not. All right, last round coming up. I need 3 volunteers who haven't been up yet. Wes, you are not allowed.
You are.
Come on. Well, we've had some leavers, so it looks like there might only be a couple people left who haven't been up here. So I feel like a Valkyrie might be necessary. You want to come up?
Okay.
Reluctant guests. Test your buzzers. Yay. Sports.
Sports.
We'll have to do with sports.
Yeah.
Geography. We'll have to do with geography. Science or magic. We'll probably be about science or magic. Entertainment events are actually comic book crossovers. Like, not necessarily between Marvel and DC, but like big events they used to do all the time. Probably still do. History. Be about history. And literature. About fictional literature. I know. So literature will be about made up books.
So sports for 100 will get started.
Yes.
This fictional sport is played at Hogwarts. Oh man. Good.
Without Sam here, I'm going to have to pay more attention to the buzzers.
Oh,
I think.
Yes, yeah. You're in control.
Let's do science or magic for 100.
Science or magic for 100. This genius billionaire.
It's Iron Man.
Who's Tony Stark? Well, also.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Next. Let's continue with science or magic.
Ray Palmer, diminutive physicist played by Brandon Routh on Legends of Tomorrow, goes by this name when he puts on tights.
Oh,
The Atom.
The Atom.
That is correct.
That is correct. All right. You're in control.
Sports for 200.
Sports for 200. This former Cleveland native and current WWE Intercontinental Champion dated Amy Schumer.
Red first.
John Cena?
It's not John Cena.
Dolph Ziggler?
It is Dolph Ziggler.
Correct. All right.
Sports for 300.
Sports for 300. This basketball player starred in the superhero movie Seal.
How do you not know this?
Five, four, three, two, one.
That is correct.
The Shack Attack.
The Love Shack.
All right. You're in the car.
Let's try entertainment events for one.
For 100? Oh, cool. This Marvel event from 1985 had the Beyond or teleporting heroes and villains to Battle World.
One. Okay.
Anybody from?
Anyone know? Anyone?
It is Secret Wars.
It is Secret Wars.
Secret Wars.
All right. Sports for 400.
Sports for 400. This post-apocalyptic racing spectacle features Frankenstein as one of its racers.
Told you that one was rough.
I guess so. All right. Anybody know
any racers?
No, that's a good guess, though. That's a good guess.
Death Race?
It is Death Race.
Pretty good. Geography for one.
Geography for 100. This capital city of Ohio is the setting for the movie Ready Player One.
Just anything.
It's Columbus, right?
That is Columbus. Yes. What is Columbus? Alright, you're in control.
Back to science or magic, please.
Back to science or magic. This dictator utilizes both science and mysticism to rule Latveria.
Oh my god. No one's gonna get this?
Do you like the mom, but I'm gonna go with, is it Dr. Doom?
That is correct. You're in control?
Yeah, continue with science or magic.
Science or magic. Detective that some might refer to as a con man first appeared in the pages of Saga of the Swamp Thing.
Oh, it's Constantine.
That is correct.
That was a heck of a question. Didn't fit on the thing.
I know.
I didn't do that.
Let's just finish off science or magic.
All right. This Korean-American who became the totally awesome Hulk is credited as being one of the 8 smartest people in the Marvel Universe.
His mom was an Asian Voltron.
3, 2, 1.
Amadeus Cho.
That is correct, Amadeus Cho.
You like a Marvel too.
Let's try literature for 100.
Literature for 100. This fictional book created by H.P. Lovecraft plays a pivotal role in the Evil Dead franchise. That is correct. I can't reach it, so let me just add the points to yours. What is the next?
How is it that you could reach it on the one that wouldn't even fit on the board?
I don't understand that either. It's, well. Okay.
Literature for 2.
Literature for 200. The Encyclopedia Galactica is named this Douglas Adams novel.
Five, four, three, two.
What is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
What a good
advertisement.
42.
That's right.
Thanks so long. Thanks for all the fish.
Literature for 3.
Literature for 300. Vengeance appeared on the cover when.
Well, it doesn't fit on there at all.
Okay.
This Marvel Spirit of Vengeance appeared on the cover when Marvel gave its evil book, The Darkhold, its own comic series.
Sure.
The ghost,
right?
That is correct.
All right, took that one too.
Apparently, the key is not being able to fit it on the board.
Yeah.
Literature for 4.
Literature for 400. This author created fictional books such as Arrakis, The Transformation in his Dune series.
Four. Three, two, one. Anyone? Anyone know who wrote Dune? Dune? No, Frank Herbert.
Who wrote Dune?
Frank Herbert. Let's finish up literature.
Finish up literature. 500. Timothy Hunter is the hero of this supernaturally themed miniseries created by Neil Gaiman.
Anyone? The Books of Magic. Came out before Harry Potter. He had an owl and glasses.
Yeah. Very, you know,
very similar look.
Yes.
Let's try History for 100.
History for 100. In 1961, Atlas Comics, formerly Timely Comics, changed their name to this.
Oh, you better know this.
You all better know this.
Marvel?
That's correct.
And you want people to write this.
All right. Very good. All right. We're in control.
History for 200.
History for 200. This incredibly popular Star Wars character debuted a short cartoon during the infamous Star Wars Holiday Special in 1978.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Good guess, though.
It is good guess.
I did see one yesterday.
It was Boba Fett.
Boba Fett!
My OCD is tingling.
Alright, so you're still in control. For 300?
Yes.
Alright.
We can see it on YouTube anytime.
Yeah, man. Alright, here we go. Oh, daily double. What you want to wager? 500.
100.
100? Actually, I will just go with 500.
Can't change it?
Yeah, we can't change it. The modern role-playing game industry was launched in 1974 with the premiere of this industry-standard RPG.
Oh, wait, it's a daily double, so only he can answer.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. You have to answer that.
I don't know.
You can.
You, you want to guess? Just take a wild guess. Modern role-playing game industry.
RPG.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's.
Sorry. Dungeons and Dragons.
Older than Final Fantasy.
Yeah. All right, you're still playing.
1974.
Entertainment events for 200.
Entertainment events for 200.
I'm probably the oldest one.
This time traveling paradox event from 2011 introduced Thomas Wayne as Batman and maybe.
Flashpoint.
Yes, and you better get it wearing that shirt.
What shirt is he wearing?
A flat shirt.
All right,
have to adjust the speaker. You got it right. So 600. Okay, you're still in control? Or wait, that was...
No.
How many points was that?
200.
200. Somebody put another 100 on it. I think it's good.
There we go.
All right.
Entertainment for three.
Entertainment for three. This Marvel event crossover shares a name with one of the Captain America movies.
Is it Civil War?
It is Civil War.
That is correct. All right, let me see if I can actually. No. So let me adjust the school.
Jeez.
And that was 300, right?
Yep.
So that makes okay, now you're in control.
Let's go for geography for two.
Geography for 200. This city is the main stomping grounds for Clayface, Parliament of Elves.
It's Gotham.
It is Gotham. All right.
Let's do geography for three.
Geography for 300.
It's one gun.
That is correct.
What kind of forever?
Let's go geography for 400.
Geography for 400. It's hard to get a speeding ticket in this city protected by the Scarlet
Speed. Star City, right? Or is it?
Oh.
I just messed up.
Central City.
Again, the shirt comes through.
Yep, there you go.
I think he just chose Detroit now.
All right, you're in control.
Geography for five.
Geography for 500. Dipper and Mabel Pines. That's correct. All right, you're in control.
Okay, let's do history for 400.
History for 400. Remember this anniversary of the gunpowder plot that plays a pivotal role in V for Vendetta.
Is it the 5th of November or the 4th of November?
We were right the first time.
Yeah. All right, you're in control.
History for five.
History for five. On August 29th, 1997, this artificial intelligence became self-aware and began trying to wipe out humanity.
Apparently, these categories belong to these guys.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lot easier when you say
yeah,
it is.
It is.
That's for sure.
For sure.
All right.
Can't say.
Yes.
Skynet.
Yes.
Skynet.
Oh.
All right. You're in control.
Entertainment for four.
Entertainment for four. Wolfman and Perez headlined the creative team behind this classic DC crossover that featured the deaths of Barry Allen and Supergirl.
Four. Oh. Crisis on Infinite Earth.
That is correct. Alright.
Okay. Wearing a flash shirt, if you didn't know that.
He's got the other flash questions right. So.
Yeah, he's got flash down.
Your choice.
Sports for five.
The game Pyramid is played by Starbuck and Anders in the remake of this 1970s sci-fi show.
Three, two, one. Mm. That'll start.
Oh, yeah. This is a safe guess.
All right, last one.
Oh, I guess I can just select it. Right? The Marauders begin hunting and killing the Morlocks in this event crossover that gave us some epic Wolverine versus Sabretooth action in 1986.
It was a rough one.
Yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one. Mutant Massacre. All right. Green wins. Red and blue, come get your prizes.
Yep.
I think
I should have gotten the last one. It was referenced in Big Bang Theory and Futurama, but
I
knew it would be a event crossover.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I assume you don't want a South Park one for trading. Thank you.
All right, our winners, stick around. Previous winners, let's go.
I warn you, this is where I'm going to fall. I got this far, first question I'll get.
There are varying degrees of difficulty, and some of them require multiple answers.
Oh, jeez.
I guess we'll just start.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys ready?
Name the four Ninja Turtles.
Do you care for nicknames? You want the full name?
Yeah. We're pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay. We can even name the fifth one.
Won't we lose points for that?
Yes, I did. Do I get extra points for that?
I wish I could, but yeah.
What did he have for extra points?
He named the fifth one. Venus de Milo.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to say.
Right. Everyone got it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Name three of the original X-Men.
Oh. Do you want
any three
of the original X-Men?
Like, yeah.
Civilian name, X-Men name, doesn't
matter. Either way.
Heroes is probably easier to spell.
Okay. Yeah.
He's good. And he went above and beyond. He answered five of the original.
I like the Bendis run for 2020.
There you go.
So you get a $10 gift certificate to the Boardman or Warren location of all of American Comics.
Okay, now it's down to
just yay. All right. Now it's down to two.
Superman's Kryptonian name.
We're good here in New York.
Okay. Give us the Konami code. I know you know it.
Oh. Here, you've got this.
Yep. Isn't it in Wreck-It Ralph as well?
I think it is, yeah.
It was like one of the passcodes.
It's hard to read. I forgot the left-right
yeah,
part.
You bet.
Okay.
All right.
We got one more to eliminate, and then we'll go into sudden death.
Okay. Yeah.
Name three of the original New Warriors.
I've lost.
You just want to.
You might both tie here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have just random names.
That one.
I think we named at least one during this.
Oh, sweet.
I referred to one. So yeah.
This is so long.
I read the run that they recently cast from like 2014.
Oh, the newer one? Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever that one that has 18 issues with Spider-Man club.
Oh, yeah.
I got two.
Got two.
I got a guess.
A guess? Let's see what you guys got. Well, he got one. So,
you did get one.
You got two.
This guy first got two.
Oh, yeah.
But we asked for three.
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do this.
Speedball.
Sudden death.
Well, rock, paper, scissors.
Here's what we're going to do this. We're going to start with you, and I'm going to say, list a member of the Justice League, including any member that's out. I've got a list here of all of them.
Any member of the League.
Well, that's, do not repeat one that's already been said, and we'll just go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Batman.
Superman.
Superman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Hot Girl.
Yes.
Martian Manhunter.
Yes.
On my turn?
Yes.
Flash.
Yes.
Green Lantern.
Yes.
Green Arrow. What?
Yes. Reserve member. I have to double check. So
yeah. Let's see. Aquaman.
Yeah, that was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah. Whoever I said, yeah.
Five, four, three.
Batgirl.
Batgirl does not appear on the list.
Congratulations.
Oh,
good job.
Good job.
Did we
say Cyborg?
Oh. No one says Cyborg.
Because he's new, right?
On the list, though. There's the $30 gift certificate and a $50 gift certificate. So. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
A little accepted. Cyborg.
Or War.
Okay. Either works.
Adam Strange, Animal Man, Hawkman.
Green Lantern.
They said Green Lantern.
Oh, did they say Green?
I was about to ask.
Harrison Stewart.
They got Aquaman. Plastic Man, Swamp Thing, Adam Vixen.
It wasn't for that last one. I probably would have won.
Yeah. Dr. Fate, John Constantine.
I meant to do that.
That's Justice
League. Right? Yes, for Avengers, I could have gone all day.
Yeah, right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Check out our podcast, the website.
That was fun.
Yes, it was.
We went too hard. Last year was... This year it seemed a little bit harder, actually, than last year. We tried to go easier.